Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
This is WSTW.
We sing about beauty, and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Your morning team show.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we've never known. It's the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover? Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, singing about the Rolling Stone.
Fun song.
It is a fun song. Is there a better song that sings about Rolling Stone magazine? In fact, I don't think there isn't any other songs about Rolling Stone magazine. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. Because that's what it's all about, Rolling Stone magazine. By the way, you're with Dave and Pat and Charlie, in case I didn't tell you this morning, as you're listening on air and online to WSGW, online with WSGW.com, on air with 100.5 and 790, and you know Alexa and Siri. Find WSGW as well. We are broadcasting out of the studios, sponsored by Stone Specialist, your direct source of granite quartz and marble countertops. StoneSpecialist.net. Thank you for considering Stone Specialists. We appreciate you working with our business associations of sponsors and advertisers and such with WSGW. 642, Rolling Stone. The magazine announced yesterday a new re-ranking of its 500 greatest albums of all time.
Oh, albums, not songs.
Albums.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the complete album.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember when the first time they actually did release the list. Years ago, I know. And, of course, since then, so many new artists, new albums have come into play. And I'm certainly not going to give you the whole list. In fact, we're going to do a top 10 for you.
Not going to do the... All 500?
No.
All right.
Well, you know, I did consider it. And I thought to myself, you know, if we start the day, sometime in November.
Yeah, right. We'd be concluding it.
Projecting we could have concluded if we do a few each day. It's interesting to note, though. I mean, just for example, if we look at just Michigan artists, Stevie Wonder and Aretha Franklin, you have four albums on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Madonna has three. Eminem is represented. The Temptations. Anita Baker, Detroit-born, represented. Smokey Robinson.
Of course.
Sure.
Diana Ross has one. In fact, she has a solo, and then Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. One there. Even Iggy Pop and the Stooges.
Oh, great.
Are represented.
Of course.
White Stripes.
Oh, well, good. I was going to say, they better be in this list.
So there's just a Michigan feel. But I will tell you this. There is a new number one. The last time the Rolling Stones had a list of the top 500 best albums, the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was number one.
Mm. Yeah, right. I would have expected that.
And it's now number 24.
Yeah.
Wow.
It
that's
has fallen.
A slide down the list, well, because of a lot of new stuff. Eh?
A lot of new stuff. Or maybe perhaps they look at some of the older stuff that has perhaps had some re-recognition.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so let's give you the top 10. Are you ready? Music lovers, see if you can recognize these albums by this song that we have here. Oops, let me kill my other song here. We don't need to hear any more Dr. Hook. Actually, I wouldn't mind hearing more Dr. Hook.
You can always play that.
Dr. Hook is a great... but here we go. So this is... And I took a song from each album.
Okay.
And some of these I just had to go online to figure out what the album songs were in the best, because some of these albums I knew about this artist, but I wouldn't have known the album. But here you go. Here's a song off of the number 10. Again... Rolling Stones, 500 best albums. Here are the top 10. Coming in at number 10.
Girls, you know you better.
Oh, yeah.
Recognize?
Of course, yeah.
Some guys, wow. Some guys are only.
This album's almost, it is 20 years.
Lauryn Hill, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
And the song Doo-Wop.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it
great
is
album.
There.
Yeah,
good
I
album.
Yeah.
All right, here's coming in at number 9. You may recognize his sound.
Heading up for the East Coast, Lord knows I paid some dues getting through.
What album was this? Is this Blood on the Tracks?
Very nice.
Hey, that was all right. Okay.
Pat Johnston's right there.
Bob Dylan, right?
He's our music man. Yeah, Bob Dylan. That song was Tangled Up in the Blues.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's the number 9. Coming at number 8, well, there'll be no question about recognizing this album very quickly. with the song that I used here. Here we go. Let me get up about there. There we go. Just like my
mother. Oh. She's never satisfied. Purple Rain.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, this is When Doves Cry.
I used When Doves Cry off the Purple Rain album. But
that's right. Purple Rain album is, definitely one of the greatest albums of all time.
I mean, what
top
song?
Top 10, you could argue, but still, yeah, great album.
What song couldn't you use that people would recognize? from especially Prince fans. A lot of great music there.
Right.
Okay, that was number 8. Coming at number 7 of the Rolling Stones top 500 albums, the re-ranking that Rolling Stones have done.
It's amazing how this album still survives through all the years. Wow.
And climbed the list.
Yeah, you know, I don't, and it's interesting in the story, I don't have the top 10 compared to the previous top 10.
Yeah,
I just know, like, for example, number one isn't the Beatles anymore.
But Fleetwood Mac's Rumor is still one of the best selling albums of all time.
Yeah. That's, you know,
and one of the more iconic album covers, too.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, well, you know, that's the great thing about these albums, too, is not sometimes as much as the music, it was the pictures or whatever was depicted on the albums.
Yep. Right.
Sometimes innocent, sometimes the songs weren't controversial, it was the album cover.
Right.
Here's one, and because it takes so long to get into the lyrics, I didn't get there, but you'll recognize it by the music, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Those of us who grew up in the 90s. Yeah, this was the album.
Nirvana's Nevermind. Smells like teen spirit.
Teenage angst. That's what rock and roll is all about.
Well, unfortunately for Nirvana and their lead singer, there's a lot of angst, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, but Dave Grohl, the drummer, went on to create the... why am I forgetting the name of the band right now? But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, that was number 6.
Foo Fighters.
Yes, Foo Fighters. Number 5, well, very recognizable.
Good. You know what? I will say this. As a Beatles fan, if you listen to Abbey Road from beginning to end, it has aged, I think, the best.
Really?
I think so.
And I know Pat knows his Beatles.
And I think one reason is because this song right here, which George Harrison's Something is... considered by many one of the greatest Beatles songs of all time. Frank Sinatra called it the best Lennon McCartney song ever,
and if,
written by George Harrison.
And if Frank Sinatra says it, so it must be so. Yeah.
What I love about the album is that you get this is the time when you had Harrison actually meet up with Lennon McCartney in songwriting prowessness, that he had reached them, and so you had three great writers at the very end.
Wow, yeah, Abbey Road number 5. And that's the only Beatles album in the top 10, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, oh, you gotta love this one. There's some Stevie Wonder 4 in the top 10. He's number 4 with Songs in the Key of Life.
Key of Life, yes.
And I always like the Sir Duke. I mean, the trumpet in the beginning is great, but just the line, just because a record has a groove doesn't mean it's in the groove. What a great line that is. Mm-hmm. All right, now we're getting to number 3. This one I don't remember. I know the artist, but I'm not familiar with the work. I you are in my blood, recognize this. Holy wine.
Oh, and you taste so bitter. Well, I believe that's Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell, nice. Okay. Wow,
Pat knows his music.
He does.
Wow, amazing.
I know his voice.
Song Care of You from her album Blue.
Huh. All right. You know what? I'm going to have to admit, I've never listened to that one from beginning to end. Okay.
And that was number 3 again from Rolling Stone, greatest albums of all time. Number 2, I'm not surprised by this, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is this Pet Sounds?
The Pet Sounds album, yeah. Mm-hmm. Considered groundbreaking in many ways.
It was.
Sloop John B. from the Pet Sounds album. Which brings us up to
number one,
according to the re-ranking of Rolling Stone's top 500 greatest albums of all time. And the Stones say... Yeah.
Marvin Gaye's has the new number one album of all time. According to...
Yep, that's what they're saying.
Album. Don't get me wrong, it's a great album.
What's Going On, which was number 6 last time, is now number 1.
Wow. 71, maybe 72, something like that.
I'll trust you.
Yeah.
It doesn't tell me the date here, but
fine album. So, hard to argue.
As Rolling
but then
Stone.
He will.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that one.
They describe it as one of the most important and influential LPs ever made.
Yes, it is. Yeah. All right.
So there you go. And let the musical debaters debate now.
That's the point of lists.
Exactly.
No Elvis, eh?
No Elvis. No not, Elvis. At least not in the top 10.
Right.
I'm sure
right.
he shows up in the top 500, but not in the top 10. Rolling Stone's new re-ranking.